Okay, my friends, today we are reading a story, oh my goodness, called What Are Blizzards? And this is written by Marisha, and it's read today by Mommy and her little boy who sits next to her and... Just Mommy. Okay, it's just Mommy. Can I say that I'm reading it to you?
No.
I am not. Okay, it's just Mommy. All alone. It's awfully sad to be all alone. Oh, but I'm very brave. Okay, yes, I'm very brave. So I like it, don't I? Yes, okay. There we have it, friends. It's Mommy. So strong and brave, reading her story to whomever. Nobody in particular. And I hope you enjoy it. What are blizzards? This is a very good question. So we live in a place where there is not snow. We do not have snow where we live. We can see it because there are mountains that are not very far away and we can see the mountains, but we don't live on those mountains, so we don't actually get to see snow up close and personal and play with it and touch it. So we were very curious about this. And when I say we, I mean me. I was very curious about this. So I got this book, What Are Blizzards? Here we go. What is a blizzard? Lots of snow falls. A strong wind blows. A bad winter storm is here. It is a blizzard. Blizzards can happen when warm air rises over cold air and snow forms. And that's part of the water cycle, I think, right?
Because there's water and vapor.
Yeah, we know that the water that's in the air, that's the vapor particles, become snow crystals. Okay. So more and more snow falls, and it lasts for 3 hours or more. And some blizzards last for days. Can you imagine what it must be like to have snow fall all day long, and then the next day you wake up and even more snow is falling, and then the next day you wake up and even more snow is falling? Oh my goodness, you would say, what is happening? So whoosh, wind blows the snow. It is hard to see. Look, snow piles up and the wind makes big drifts. And what do you call a snow drift? Can you see what you would call this? There's another word for it that maybe would be a little more easy to understand. It's a pile. Yeah, it's kind of like a big hill made out of snow that's kind of piled all up. That is what we call a snowdrift. But brr, it is very cold. It is best to stay inside. And why do you think that is? You don't want to be out there, do you? No, of course not. Temperatures can be below zero and people can get frostbite. Ooh, that's a good question. What is frostbite? Well, let me tell you. It is a condition that happens when cold temperatures can freeze your skin. And your skin can turn... Do you remember when we watched Frozen? And Anna and Elsa were out trying to find each other. And then Elsa was like, oh no, where's my sister? And Anna was starting to turn blue. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's frostbite. When you start to turn kind of blue because you're too cold, that's frostbite. It's no good. Your skin does not like it. Your skin likes to be warm. So we don't want anybody to get that. Now, see the icy roads? Cars slide on the ice. We call it black ice because you can't tell that it's there and you lose control of your car. So that's what this is here. And they can crash. So when there's a blizzard, people should not travel. It's very dangerous. Do you see? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when the blizzard is over, the wind and the snow have stopped and people can dig out their cars from those snow drifts that I was talking about, where there's giant piles of snow, but you can't get to your car because it's covered in snow. And sometimes there's so much snow that you have to get, what does she have in the picture?
A shovel.
Exactly. You have to get a shovel and shovel away all of the snow. And you know, some people, it snows so much that they have to use a shovel to get to their front door of their house. It's so true. And then they have to have a shovel to get to down the street. And they have something called a snow plow, which comes along and plows the snow off of the street so that they can go from one place to another because they can't drive. The roads are covered in snow and their cars can't get over the snow. But that is what happens when there is a blizzard. And now there were a lot of words there. Did you know them all? Yeah. So in the very last bit of this book, there is a glossary. And then if you want to learn more, oh, so a glossary is what mommy likes to do when there's a big word. It explains what the big word means. Mm-hmm. And I think I kind of did to the best of my ability as we were reading through it, so we don't necessarily have to read that. But then it also has some other great little bits of information here at the back that tells you why are blizzards dangerous. Can you think of a good reason why they might be dangerous?
I do not know.
Oh, maybe because it's hard to see in front of you? Yes, exactly. You don't want to wander around in a blizzard because it's hard to see. And maybe remember what I was saying about it, you getting frostbite because you get too cold? Yeah, so your skin wouldn't like it either. Not only would you not be able to see, but your skin would say, take me inside, I'm too cold. But that is how the book ends. It's a really interesting book full of interesting things. And we have reached the end. And so we say...